Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable's live broadcast from SPAC and the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. They are one and the same, but when you have two names like that, why not use them both? We are joined by two dear friends of the program who happen to have direct organizations in Saratoga Springs and whose organizations happen to be collaborating this season.
Collaboration is good. Ian Barry and Dayton director at the Tang Museum at Skidmore College, and Sarah Craig is the director and is in charge of booking at Cafe Lena. Ian will tell us about Transformer, a collaborative community-specific sculptural installation currently on display at the Tang.
At the Tang, and he and Sarah will tell us also about the exhibition Cafe Lena Inside America's Legendary Folk Music Coffee House. Ian and Sarah, a delight to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
It's really, really nice to have you both here. I want to set the scene for our listeners. We are at a round table. We are backstage. The orchestra is playing under us, as it were. At this round table, you have some beautiful photographs, which, of course, the listeners can't see. But these are photographs of Cafe Lena. And so how did this collaboration come about?
Well, as you heard this morning, this is a year of celebration in Saratoga, and one of the things we could do at the Tang was to look to our local organizations and highlight, as you were talking about, Yaddo being somewhat under the radar a bit on purpose. We have an exhibition of Yaddo photographers up right now at the museum, which we're very proud of, and will be up for another 2 months. And Cafe Lena has always been a great place for Skidmore. Students for generations have been putting on plays, performing their own songs. Jazz groups now are regularly playing at the cafe. And a Skidmore student a few years ago, while she was a student, Jocelyn Aram, decided to use her volunteer time at the cafe to help sort through the amazing archive that the cafe has. And one of the highlights of that archive are thousands of photographs by Joe Alper, who took pictures at the cafe most nights from in the early 60s, 60 to...
Yeah, 60 to about 68, if I'm not mistaken. Mm.
His wife worked for WAMC.
Yes. Oh, very
Jackie,
good.
And he took my wife's graduating...
picture. Amidst looking through all the pictures of the cafe, we did find several Skidmore yearbook outtakes, which were very fun to see. Fun to see the old views of the college. So Jocelyn came back from all of her work at the cafe and asked if there was a way we could be involved, and we were thrilled at the Tang to be the first of many stops for showing the Joe's photographs, but also promoting a book and a DVD and CDs getting the word in the history of Cafe Lena out. So we're the first stop. It's an exhibition of photographs and some ephemera, some great old menus.
So let me describe just one.
That's your favorite.
Well,
of course, I knew you'd pick that.
Of course,
one.
You know how I feel about Pete. But there is a picture of Pete looking down, playing the guitar, six-string guitar, usually plays 12, looking down at the guitar in this pensive way with his wonderful tie and shirt on. I mean, you know, people think, you know, he may not be a thoughtful
dapper,
fellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that. And it is one of the best pictures of Pete that I have ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them in my life. It's unbelievable.
Joe really captured it.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about this photo is that before the History Project launched about 10 years ago, we knew from Lena's notes that Pete had played with the cafe once, and we thought it was just at her 25th anniversary, but we never knew that he had actually played on the Cafe Lena stage until this photo came out, and this had never been printed. It was just in a sheet of negatives. There were thousands of these negatives, and the Alper family started going through them and discovered all kinds of pieces of Cafe Lena history. And And that's the whole thing about this project. It's like a very precious moment in history that becomes monumental later may reside only in, you know, one person's memory or one person's dusty attic bin. And so Jocelyn started out by just saying, wow, what is this place? This place is cool. And talking to the first person who led her to the second person. And it's now become a worldwide project.
Yeah.
The storytelling is absolutely the catalyst for all of this archive project. It's such a feature of what happens when you actually go to Cafe Lena. There's usually a lot of exchange and story. That's what makes the place so special. And in the gallery, we're finding that happen. You know, too often people, I think, go to museums. We were talking earlier about how people get quiet in museums.
To Roselle,
You know, the museum starts telling you what to think, and you learn your lesson. And I think the Cafe Lena show has gotten people to spontaneously tell their stories about their visits to the cafe. And we've had tours and gallery talks, and you know, veterans of the cafe have come and shared all wonderful, wonderful memories.
Well, I can't say enough about Sarah, because she really has done this fantastic job of keeping
it all going.
It's really
great. Thank you. Thanks for all your support. Well, I'll tell you, having a folkie at the helm of WAMC certainly helps.
Let us talk about the other major event that is happening at the Tang, and that is Transformer. Okay, because you have all big letters and then the two, so it's Transformer.
It's we just closed a fantastic exhibition of Sister Carita Kent prints from the 60s and 70s
such a great
pop art printmaker and activist nun from Los Angeles who was just a legend. And we invited two artists, Andrea Bowers and Olga Kumandouris, to create an installation in the whole second floor of the museum in response to the spirit of Carita Kent and her work. And they created Transformer. Transformer is basically a big workshop, a big room on the second floor, no walls, where they built a stage, they built a silk screening workshop, they have prints on the wall that they've made that you can literally pull right off the wall and take home with you for a donation to one of five different local service organizations that they picked from the Saratoga region. So the show has a direct local activist message, and the events have ranged from Latino night to food bank drive to discussions with the Planned Parenthood group to all different kinds of. We had an open mic night and spoken word the other day, and all these groups are also using the space for meetings. There's a artistically made long table that goes right up the middle of the gallery, which looks like something you wouldn't find in a fancy art gallery. And it has absolutely worked in getting the community around a table to have discussions. And we've been thrilled to invite a lot of new people to the museum through this exhibition. It's been a great success, and it's up for the rest of the month.
And then you start a whole new season.
Yes, fall is upon us.
Why don't you tell everybody how to get there?
Well, Skidmore Campus is at the end of North Broadway, right in downtown Saratoga. Very easy to get to off the highway. We're right in the middle of campus. If you come on campus, there's signs that'll point you to the Tang. Easy parking, and we'd welcome you. We're open every weekend. We're open most days.
And a gorgeous building inside and out.
And while you're at it, Sarah, how do you get to Cafe Lena again?
You go to the heart of downtown Saratoga. You head down Philo Street.
Philo Street, did you say?
Philo Street, 47 Philo Street, second floor. Same location it's been since the day it opened in May of 1960.
And if you want to find out more information, go to cafelena.org. That's cafe with two Fs, by the way. cafelena.org. To learn more about the Tang, go to tang.skidmore.edu. tang.skidmore.edu. Ian Berry and Sarah Craig, a great pleasure to have you both with us. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on WAMC.